بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. We are coming towards the end of this chapter of photography. Here in this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying كل مصور في النار. Every person who made photos will be in the fire. يجعل له بكل سورة صورها نفسه. And every picture that that person made, every photo that he drew, that he made, every photo that he took, it will be given life. فَيُعَذِّبُهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ. And that picture will punish him in the fire of Jahannam. It will get life and it will punish him. قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه says, فَإِن كُنْتَ لَعْبُدَّ فَاعِلًا. If you have to and you really want to make a picture, فَاسْنَعِ الشَّجَرِ وَمَا لَا رُوحَ فِيهِ. Then make the picture of a tree or things that do not have life in them, that do not have ruh. In other words, some scenery, etc. Trees, rivers, the ocean, all those things. This hadith teaches us that the more pictures one has made in this world, the more severely one will be punished in the year after. Therefore, it's very necessary that we make tawbah and we delete and we tear up photos that we have or delete them from our phones, etc. Scholars state that while forming pictures of inanimate objects is permissible, if it is done unnecessarily, it is makruh because it is an act of futility. We have come in this world not to pass our time or to develop our arts, etc. We have come here, Allah has sent us to prepare for the akhirat. So just to waste our time in other things that are not necessary and important, this is makruh. It is disliked. Though it is permissible, but it is disliked. A person should avoid doing anything, whether it is picture making, playing games, etc., or just passing our time, going fishing, whatever it is. We are not in this world for this purpose, and we shouldn't be impressed and overtaken by people who have made the object of their life this worldly life. Our object of life is the akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man sawwara suratan fi dunya, a person who makes a picture in this dunya, kullifa an yunfakha fiha ar-ruh yawm al-qiyamah. He will be given the task to give it life on the day of qiyamah. Wa laysa binafikhin, and he will not be able to do so. It's quite clear that Allah makes the form of a baby in the womb of the mother. And then after about 4 months or so, Allah Ta'ala puts life into that child. Now when we make pictures, then Allah will give us also the stars that you made the picture, you made the outward form. Now put life in it. And of course, nobody is able to do that. The ruh, life, is only from Allah Ta'ala. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت عبد الله ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says, I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إن شد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون. The people who will get the worst عذاب on the day of Qiyamah will be those who take pictures, who make pictures and keep pictures. So this hadith, there is another hadith which also says amongst the people who will get the worst punishment is the person who killed a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. From there we can understand how severe this warning is, that it is equated like with killing a Nabi of Allah, that we all can understand what a great sin it is. In the same way it is mentioned about taking the making photos, keeping photos, etc., drawing photos is a similar sin. Some ulama of the opinion that Al-Musawwirun, that is, those who make pictures, here refers to those who make images of idols which could be worshipped. That is, that they draw pictures, and this is how idol worship started. First, they were pious people, really, truly, genuine pious people. When they passed away, Shaitan whispered in the ears and in the heart of the people of latter times that how was so and so? They said he was a very pious person, a very great buzzard. They said, how will you remember him? And how will your children remember him? So Shaitan said, make a picture of him. Then slowly after that, he made them make idols of them. Then slowly after that, he made people worship them. And in this way, idol worship started. Therefore, Islam has put a stop to it right from the root, that don't draw pictures, don't keep pictures. This is totally prohibited. By doing so, one, if a person draws a picture and for people to worship, then a person will become a disbeliever. He will lose his iman. And since his evil action leads others to the worst sin of shirk, he will receive the severest punishment. Other ulama of the view that the word al-musawwirun, those who take pictures, is not only about for people to worship those pictures, but it is general. Hence, all animate objects, effigies and pictures are included in this prohibition. And the safest is that we should abstain from all types of pictures of animate objects. And there is a very important point also which we should remember, that while photographs are prohibited, photographs of pious people are prohibited to an even greater extent, since they can lead to idol worship. Today there are many people who have got some photos of our pious elders. We shouldn't keep those photos. They are on the internet also. We shouldn't go and view these photos. This is totally prohibited. And we keeping the photos of pious people, this is where idol worship starts, and that is the worst form of guna, shirk, making partners with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if we keep other photos, we won't worship those photos, but others are also not permitted. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah ali stated that ulama of the view that making an image of a living being is severely prohibited. And amongst the major sins regarding which major warnings have been mentioned in the hadith. And the reason why it is prohibited is that one is imitating the attribute of Allah Ta'ala being the creator. So therefore, if we have photos, photo albums, etc., on our phones, we should delete them, and we shouldn't just get into the habit today just idly for no reason. We just start taking photos of children, etc. Children take photos of their parents, etc. This is a common thing, and it's becoming common that we don't even think of it as a sin. And when we don't think of it as a sin, we won't even make tawbah. It is prohibited because one is imitating the attribute of Allah Ta'ala being the creator. He further stated that keeping images of animate objects in honor and respect is prohibited. So if we are out of necessity, we have to keep a passport photograph or book of life, etc., ID card, then where we don't do it with respect and honor, but just out of necessity. For that also, the safest route is that we still make tawbah istighfar for having taken those photos and for keeping them, but because we are forced to, therefore we do it. May Allah give us the tawfiq to make tawbah and to stay away from this grievous sin as well.